What does climate change imply for global food security and trade? That's one of the questions experts have tried to tackle in a new book called Climate Change and Food Systems. The book covers a number of issues ranging from the pressures of climate change on food systems to how climate change impacts trade flows and water resources. The study also highlights questions about how climate change impacts nutrition. Aziz Elberry is a senior economist with FAO in Rome, and he joins me now to elaborate on that research. Mr. Elberry, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So what is the relationship between climate change and nutrition? How could you sum that up?
Well, there are two relationships. One is direct and one is indirect. The indirect relationship is that climate change affects agricultural production, supply, and then the quality, and by consequence, it affects nutrition. The direct link, which is actually interesting and new from the findings of the research that are summarized in the book, is that climate change itself does affect the nutrition quality of food, and some of the results are rather sobering in their implications. So, for example, the research over the last several years has shown that global warming will induce many of the major crops we are used to eat by reducing some of the essential elements, and the implications are potentially serious, especially for rural, poor communities in the developing world. For example, in the case of wheat and rice and some other major staple crops for which the vast majority of people around the world base their diets, these crops are shown to become poorer in zinc and protein and richer in starches. Now, if you take India, for example, a third of the rural population in India, which eat largely these staple crops, will become even more at risk for increased malnutrition and increased deficit of proteins. So this has implications for remedial policies and actions in order to correct this added burden on malnutrition due to climate change.
And why is it important to make these connections between climate and nutrition?
First of all, it's important that we become aware of the linkages between climate change and its effect on agriculture, food systems in general, and more specifically nutrition, because it has also implications for health. Climate change affects health through nutrition, through food availability, but also directly as it affects water quality, diseases, and other factors to which human health and also plant health and animal health can be affected by climate change. It is very important to be aware of these linkages as countries are forging new policies for food security, developing new nutritional programs, trying to reduce food insecurity in many regions, and this book highlights these.
Do you think enough attention is paid to the relationship between climate change and nutrition?
We believe that there is a lot of evidence that scientists have uncovered over the last 20 years. But unfortunately, that evidence is not well known to the public and it's not well known to the policymakers. And that's one of the key messages we're making in this work, is to bring that evidence out, to explain it in a clear terms, so that any strategies or programs that aim at reducing food insecurity or malnutrition also take these into consideration. And that's one of the strongest messages of this book, is that there should be a closer interaction between the researchers and the scientists and also the policymakers who are crafting food security strategies and policies at the regional or even country level.
How do the impacts of climate change vary across regions?
Climate change will affect the food production supply differently across regions. Some regions will benefit and some regions will be hurt. For example, in high latitude regions like Northern Europe or Russia or Canada, the climate warming may actually benefit agriculture. But it will be very harmful, mostly in the tropical regions and largely many of the developing countries where they're already suffering from food insecurity. Those will be severely hurt. What this implies is that trade is likely to be relied upon more to compensate for these different changes. So we will probably see more food being shipped from the north to the south. So trade could be a positive element, but it could also come up with a high cost, and we need to be aware of that. So that's one thing. The other thing is that climate change affects agriculture largely through water Water and water scarcity is a real big deal, big issue. And I think it has become more and more evident in many regions that the battle in the future will be largely around water and water scarcity and how to improve the efficiency of water. To give you just an example, just changing diets, for example, studies have shown that if you reduce the amount of animal protein in your diet and replace it with, let's say, vegetable-type food, that can have a significant impact in reducing the amount of water used. And some studies show that by reducing the animal protein in your diet by, let's say, 25% or 50%, you can save water resources that are needed to feed 1.9 billion people. And that's a big shift. So these types of linkages are important to understand, just as we are trying to produce more food for a growing population.
And what recommendation is FAO putting forward when it comes to climate change and its impact on food security and nutrition?
Well, the first major recommendation is that the world community must take the linkage between climate change and food systems and its direct and indirect impact seriously. As you know, there are a lot of negotiations globally. And then secondly, bringing that knowledge to the policy level can help improve all of the other mandates that FAO is supposed to be pursuing, namely combating hunger and reducing food insecurity, and also addressing the issue of malnutrition or undernutrition, as the case may be. So it's very important to make that link and to make it accessible to the wider public and raise awareness. Because for the time being, only scientists know about it. This book tried to democratize knowledge and bring it to the broader community, be it NGOs or governments or private citizens, to be more aware of these important linkages.
Mr. Alveri, thank you so much for your time.